My name is Ketsiorelli, Ketsiorelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Dewey T. Smith, C-E-W-E-Y, middle initial T, last name is Smith, S-M-I-T-H. This patient was seen on November 23rd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with obesity in the aging process, as well as hyperlipidemia. Period. The patient states he is not hypertensive. However, he is currently taking antihypertensive medications such as amlodipine, hydralazine, and isosorbide dinitrate. Period. Period. We do not have a recent EKG or echo result to determine whether there is left ventricular hypertrophy present. Period. Needless to say, nephrocirrhosis related to hypertension could also be a part of the differential. Other contributing factors include possible obstructive uropathy secondary to possible chronic bladder outlet obstruction and enlarged prostate gland, which projects into the base of the bladder, as per the provided renal ultrasound result dated 7/23/18, period, hyperuricemic hyperuricemic nephropathy is also a part of the differential due to uric acid crystallization, which could further deteriorate the kidneys and cause other complications such as kidney stones, gouty arthritis, cardiovascular complications, and so on. Period. Cardiorenal syndrome is another differential secondary to coronary artery disease. As per their medical records, period. However, the patient states he does not have any cardiac issues other than angina. He denies any history of stent placements. Period. The patient states he was seen by Dr. Onyishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I, about 3 to 4 years ago. For enlarged prostate. However, he has not followed up since. He also reports a history of angina, which he followed up on over a year ago with Dr. Jones and Dr. Cook. Period. We recommend that he establishes care with a cardiologist and that he follows up routinely, at least annually, for an EKG and echocardiogram. Period. We also recommend that he follows a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods. Consume low sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours in the diet. And decrease his overall fluid intake to no more than 50 ounces in 24 hours. To prevent fluid overload. Period. He denies any recent uses of NSAIDs or antibiotics. Period. Though he has a family history of kidney stones from his father's side, however, he denies any personal history of kidney stones. Period. He reports nocturia 2 to 3 times a night. But denies any other urinary symptoms, period. His most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 38, creatinine of 3.06, and a GFR of 21. Unfortunately, we do not have a urinalysis to assess for activity in the urinary sediments or for proteinuria. Period. We reviewed his medication list and recommended that he discontinues nephrotoxic medications such as pantoprazole, 40 milligrams. Period. We recommend taking the famotidine 40 milligrams daily, milligrams in the morning and 20 milligrams in the evening for his GERD, period. The patient states he was taking Jardiance, and SGLT2, at one time, but he is currently off of it due to the decreased GFR. Period. To further evaluate the kidney functions, we will order the CKD labs, urine albumin with creatinine, urine protein with creatinine, MBD labs, and a uric acid level, period. We will also order a renal and post-void pelvic ultrasound to further assess and compare with the previous renal ultrasound result of 7/22/18. To rule out obstructive uropathy and to assess the renal structures, period. We will also order a PSA level to rule out prostate abnormalities. Period. Next line, hyperuricemia / gout. Unfortunately, we do not have a recent uric acid level. However, the patient is the patient states he has gouty arthritis of his toes. With tophi, period. He was taking medication for the gout in the past. However, due to its effects on the kidneys, he discontinued it. We will order a uric acid level, and if it is above 6, we will start the patient on Uloric, ULORIC, 40 milligrams daily. Period. The reason we are considering Uloric is because it does not affect the kidneys as the allopurinol, which is the drug of choice, does. Period. If the Uloric does not decrease the uric acid level to 6 or less, or prevent or improve his gouty arthritis flare-up, we may consider treatment with Krystexxa infusion, KrystexXA, to eliminate the uric acid crystals in his system. Period. We discussed this with the patient, and he verbalized his understanding. We also provided written information on the recommended low purine diet, and potential risks involved with the elevated uric acid, which include kidney stones, cardiovascular events, and further uric acid crystallization of his system. Next line. A BPH, we will evaluate with additional labs and pelvic ultrasound, as previously stated. Next line, hyperlipidemia with elevated LDL. He is currently taking Zetia, Z-E-T-I-A, daily. Next line, coronary artery disease. As per the medical records, however, the patient states he does not have any cardiac issues other than angina. Next line, angina. Next line, GERD, as per above. Continue with the famotidine. Next line, insomnia on Lunesta. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 138 over 61. He is currently taking amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, isosorbide, dinitrate, isosorbide dinitrate 10 milligrams daily, and hydralazine 25 milligrams twice daily. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks. And